I let one of y'all be. I let one of y'all be. What's up, Real Live Talk family? It's your man, Live Ty Handles. Ty Live Handles.
The Live is y'all.
We welcome you to the Real Live Talk podcast platform radio show. This is episode 28, season 5.
Real Live Talk. Now, all Live Talk.
If we were able, at the moment, to be all the way live, you would see what time it is. That's not important. What is important is we working.
On the late night and early morning.
It is what it is. I'm around like-minded individuals right here. Like-minded. And we thank you all who tune in and tap in. Unapologetically, wherever you are at, all around the world, city, state to state, thank you. But right here, on this episode, you know, this is just going to be some real life talk. I'm not going to go into with the...
We really in this motherfucker, y'all. We're really in this motherfucker.
We really doing what we doing right here.
We really here, man.
And,
88.
While this is important...
Talk to him, Ty.
And this is just for me. This is, you know, because on this podcast platform, we deal with self, reality, the people, and life.
Yep.
That is the real live disclaimer for the masses. A lot of people sitting there like, man, damn, he's so repetitive with that. There's a reason for that. In that very order. You want to make your world a better place? Start with self. If you're in your process of making the world a better place, starting with self, you got to keep it all the way real with your reality.
Yeah, man.
You have to talk to the people. And you have to keep it real live with life. Life is the universe. I just don't say it like that.
That's real shit, though.
But life is the universe.
Your place in the universe and how you affect everything around you in that universe and how everything affects you. So the most important part of that is to see where you, your place in the universe is.
Yep.
And you send everything else around that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, and it's not even a joke, but you know what they call that?
You gotta say it loud. Talk to him.
Like, this ain't even a joke, but when you master like what's around you and everything they just said, they call it the Force. The people that master it are called Jedi's. Not even joking, but you become a master of your craft you master what's around you.
You see how you see how they put game in your face every day on TV and people. They entertain, but a lot of shit that you watch every day, you're not picking up the real game of it.
It's a real life message.
Okay. Speaking of which, I'm with my brethren. I brought it up before we even went live on this. But let's talk about this. I got two things.
There's a lot of reality.
I got two things that are bothering me.
That's so-called fiction.
Recently that I've been seeing on the algorithm side.
Oh, holla.
First one.
What up?
When did...
when did it? That's
the whole
time, baby. So,
when did... it is what it is. But when did the homosexual community become the poster child for AIDS and HIV?
When didn't it, is the
answer. The commercial.
And that's...
The advertisements.
Currently, yes. But brethren just said something very key. Something very key. Remember, when they targeted the situation off top,
yeah,
who they go for?
Well, actually,
Say what you said earlier.
Well, yeah, a lot of folks, I know a lot of y'all folks have bought into the idea that somebody went in Africa and fucked a green monkey and came back and had the AIDS herpes and they spread it around. Then they left the fucking continent of Africa and came over here and they fucked the they got the fucking people and everything. That's not what the fuck happened.
The historian is also good old nature, so you have to tell me what the fuck is a green monkey. Now, I could tell you a lot of shit that ain't in nobody's zoo.
And if they found one, where the rest of them at?
So tell me, what the fuck is a green monkey?
And don't laugh, y'all motherfuckers out there. Y'all heard that story. Y'all believe that shit when y'all first heard it.
If you don't know, the historian is good with animals, too. I never came across. Yeah, because I know a lot about animals.
Yeah, because when that theory was created, the YouTube and internet wasn't out. We didn't know what the fuck was in Africa unless you was the nigga that was in the books like I was. You know what I'm saying? So when they said the green monkey, a lot of you motherfuckers thought it was a real green monkey somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
There's a green dragon, and that's what folks chase when they're going for that money. Yeah. What you're willing to do to catch green dragon, it's a whole different ball game. But ain't no green monkey.
No.
The other green dragon is a damn lizard on the island of Komodo somewhere that'll rip you to shreds.
Now, what they didn't want to tell y'all was... It's a man out here. Well, he's dead now, but it's a man who had the patent for the HIV pathogen. Now, understand, guys, when somebody has a patent for something, that means that they created it and went to the government and told them that they have this creation and got a patent creation number for it. So that means that it was formed. Somebody made this up. Now,
Cleveland's own Sean Capone, not to cut you off, Cleveland's own Sean Capone is showing his own level of historian with these facts he is spitting right now. Keep on, brother.
And he's just saying, keep on. I don't want y'all to believe me. I don't want y'all to believe ADA.
Do your own research.
Listen to what y'all saying. And I'm dropping the facts, so go back and check them, all right? In the fucking late 70s in New York, the gay population in New York, all of a sudden, a lot of those folks were getting sick. That's where AIDS came up, right? So a lot of folks don't even know. AIDS, somebody had AIDS before they had HIV. A man died of AIDS in New York with no HIV. The new patients and symptoms that came up, HIV came up. And this is what the pathogen does.
Now, I will also say that in the late 70s, it was going on in Australia pretty heavy.
Speak loud on.
It was going on in Australia pretty heavy. Whoa. As a matter of fact, they was killing a lot of people in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Because
there's
a lot of countries that don't believe. And this is why America is what it is, because it's supposed to be a certain type of social freedom here, right? You can still get... tied to a car and decapitated if you choose the wrong sex. Unfortunately, we can't choose the wrong color.
You get dragged down a Texas road on the back of a truck if you the wrong color.
Yeah, but we have had a lot of hate crimes here, but they were going on in Australia at the time too. Leading up to the point that he was asking is that it came out, and for those that ain't been around for 75 years like me, it came out as... It was touted as the gay disease. So the LGBT community fought this off for years and years and years to have it not be the quote-unquote gay disease. Yeah. And then when the commercials start popping up for the medicine, all they have on there is gay people.
Gay couples.
Yeah.
So it disgusts me.
Kind of counterproductive.
I feel offended by it.
I feel offended by it.
I'm a heterosexual. Yeah. Comfortable.
It's like, oh, well, after all of that, man. you put out commercials and go right back to...
And no.
But at times, I'm a heterosexual man, but at times, I do get on my lesbian.
Right. We got a lot of common, all you lesbians out there.
Lesbians? Y'all love the ladies?
I do too.
They're all right, but they're not real.
Yeah.
Because you know what?
A real lesbian don't flip flop. Hey, look. It's not about what flavor coffee you're going to drink in the morning.
Yeah.
See, and real quick, this
it's level
normally is some shit I would talk about on the Adult Time Stories and Conversations podcast platform, but I'm going to speak on it right here.
NDBC.
Look here. You lesbians, quote unquote, hey, I know this is Hey, look, hey, I know you. Y'all don't like this word, the dykes. I'll lick you all around. Y'all sit there. Like y'all sit there.
Listen.
Now, one of my closest friends.
Check it out now. We don't hate y'all. We love y'all. We associate with y'all.
With her lesbian partner, they never used that fake dildo shit and none of that bullshit. It was never done that.
Real lesbianism, they don't. It's no stick.
It was straight tripping.
Straight lick, no stick.
Lick, trip, that's it. So, that's why I say, oh.
You get convinced and confused.
I choose my level of lesbian and you know.
And it's levels of it, y'all. Look. Pardon me, but
yeah,
I got to kick the story of my two cousins, one older, one younger. One older cousin who actually, before he came out the closet, he was the motherfucking man. I used to grab all his clothes and wear his hats and shit. He was the man. He came out gay. And my younger cousin, we always brought up close. He come out gay. One day at a family function, my younger cousin comes in with his gay friends. And they got the shirts tied up around their waist and, they really hot with it, right?
Calling Carlton gay?
My older cousin.
You calling Carlton gay now? That's where that shit came from. Call Carlton gay.
With no t-shirt up under it. Like, it's like just straight belly out there, you know what I'm saying?
I walk into the
bedroom, my cousin's bedroom, my older cousin, who's in his mama house, and I walk into my cousin's bedroom and I see him checking my younger cousin about being gay. So to the point where I walk in and they both my cousins, so you know you gonna take them for your cousin. So I tell him, hey nigga, hold on, ain't both y'all niggas gay? And he look at me and say, yeah. But he pointed at my young cousin, he said, but you still gotta be a motherfucking man out here on these streets. And he checked my cousin. And that's the first time I realized that it was levels of being gay.
It's levels to everything in life that is compartmentalized. All of it.
Yep, it's levels to being a man. Some of them closer to a woman than they think.
But here's the
it's a way to do everything, that's right.
And here's the whole thing with the levels of being a man. Ain't no blueprint.
No,
ain't no book. Ain't none of that shit.
You gotta be a good learner.
And I'm not saying
because you
like
learn
that
every day.
Because
you
saying,
learn every day. You gotta be a good learner.
It ain't no blueprint to being a woman.
Right.
No. You gotta be a good learner.
Well, me and my girl got four role reversals going on. And I ain't ashamed of that. She hang drywall. I cook dinner. And I do a goddamn good job at it.
Hey,
every time my man
mom.
Call me, what am I doing?
Real life shit. Real life.
Hey, no,
fucking
no,
cooking
no,
dinner.
Hey, no,
that's
no,
your
I'm,
mom
no,
shit.
I'm
but
glad.
He be all the way cool with it.
Yeah.
I didn't miss the mom before. No, I'm glad you brought
you
that up, man.
You cook better than.
Look.
I do. I heard.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
And she cook good, but I cook better.
I know 10 brethren that are close to me that cook better than they fucking woman.
I've always been a cook.
So,
this
is not gender shaming, or this is not
old.
Oh, this should be gender stuff. When I say is some men closer to women, I mean by the wise words of a man called Too Short. It said all bitches ain't women.
Some men are better nurturers than women.
I ain't talking about role reversal.
But since you brought that up, though, Jay, I'm glad you did, though, because. Right now, that's the big thing that's going on now.
Yes.
Role reversals. Toxic masculinity. Misogyny. The opposite of misogyny. I don't know the word, but y'all know the word for it. That y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Misplaced.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The man eaters out here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man eater.
Look, man. You get with the person you're with.
Oh, well, go ahead and play it.
And if you really.
Go ahead and play it.
And if you really.
Go ahead and play it.
You might as well. Yeah, you got
go it. Ahead. Go ahead, 88. Get your DJ.
He tried,
y'all. Yeah. When I said he loves playing this position, he's about to play. Exactly. This is DJ right here.
We got the man eaters out here. You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying, look, anybody out there, man, female.
Go ahead. Talk loud.
You find a female that you like, man.
Talk loud.
The man you like.
like to get with them. Yo, when it comes to the roles, yo, whatever, look, the role that worked best in that relationship, yo.
As long as your title is still respected, because it is titles and roles to this shit. Now, folks out there, you drop your comments in the thing. Yo.
Please drop your comments.
I believe in defying roles. Defying roles, all right?
We begeth you.
Because certain roles are defined. Now, I'm not saying I believe that man should do this and woman should do that, but it is certain roles that are defined. It's certain characteristics that a woman must possess and a man must possess.
Yes.
For that shit to work out. You know what I'm saying? Yes. And I'm saying, like, if you's a man and you know that you frivolous with money, this is my second engagement. Shout out Miss Fat Booty. What's up, baby? You know your girl is business savvy as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with after a while hearing them conversations of where your money went, or just coming to the crib every week or two or whatever you get paid and saying, baby, look here, take this. This is me right here. But for whatever.
You establish that up front.
Because you know she's going to, you know what I'm saying?
I have established up front. And what you're saying is true in my relationship. If y'all want to take me for a sucker, let's meet out somewhere. But I'll tell you, I established up front.
And
my
girl
is the banker and the bricklayer at the house. She do the banking.
You know?
Now, I don't blindly give her money.
No,
but,
right.
You know, because I done been through
that. You are who you are.
That's another situation. That's another situation.
I don't blindly give her money, but I do let her handle most of the banking situation because she is better with money than I am. So I just say, hey, what needs to be done, and we'll work it out from there.
Hey.
Because I'm going to tell you one true story. I fell to the victim of this, and this is a true story.
And my man is the man of this motherfucking household.
Oh, yeah.
Make that clear.
But like I said, we discussed it up front. She's the bricklayer and the banker. I'm the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker, mom. But
whoa!
How many hats my nigga wearing?
Three.
Y'all better recognize.
And that's a lazy bum. But you know, I say this, a true story right here. I'll make it real quick. I fell into the trap one time. I thought I had a chick that was a banker, and I would just give her the money blindly, pay the bills. We got the lights turned on. This is true shit. We got the lights turned off. You know, the electric company, illuminating company, or whoever called. They called me. They say, I had the shut off notice. I said, well, I just paid you. Okay. What about it? They don't have a payment. So I'm putting it on.
You shipped out the money.
So they said it wasn't paid. So I told her we had sticky notes back then. That's how long ago it was.
Oh,
I left sticky notes.
Postings.
Because they said they couldn't find the confirmation number about the plot. So I tell her, well, put the confirmation number on the refrigerator then. So now that when they call, I'm saying this just out of when they call, I got a reference to say, hey, I know you wrong because I got it right here.
Right.
So the lights get turned off again like 2 months later. And I said, listen, I know y'all wrong. I got the confirmation right on the refrigerator. And they like, oh, you owe this, and that. I said, listen, I'm about to read you this confirmation right now. And I looked at the refrigerator, and I looked up, and I said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I'll call you back. She was just putting numbers on the table. Oh. But yeah, that's how I got.
Hey, Jay. Hey, 88. Could you please cue up Wham for me, sir?
But yeah, so.
You said Wham?
Yes. Everything she wants. He knows what I'm talking about. To give you money. To give you money. Oh. I don't even think that I love you.
Hey, look, real quick. To bring it all the way, real quick. Bring it all the way in.
Yeah.
To have some kind of.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
This particular part came from who decided that the homosexuals were the poster child?
Was
going to
lead this commercial?
Yes.
Well, who decided that all black people was in diabetes commercials? Wilford Brimley used to be the spokesman for diabetes, as he called it. I got the diabetes.
Or any pain and then all or ailment commercial.
After he died, everybody was black on the diabetes commercial.
Or any pain or ailment commercial. Yeah, the knee ointment, is your black man coming from work?
Oh, that's a celebrity. That's Shaq. You ain't even recognize who that was. Oh no, I'm sorry, that's Icy Hot, y'all. My bad. I'm about one step away from arthritis medication.
I'm all the way.
Shout out to my man Shaq. I hope
he did it on purpose. He did it on purpose. He knew what he was talking about.
Yo, shoot your boy.
You did it on purpose.
Shoot your boy some of them endorsements, man. You know what it is, man.
Yes.
When I can't get up in the morning, I got Icy Hot.
So that's what popped this topic off. And here's the other one.
These stereotype commercials are out there. They got Hispanic commercials for shit.
Oh, man,
that like
yeah.
only Hispanics can catch this.
And I know they be salty. Yeah, I know they be salty.
It's a target.
But if I can see it, I know they see it.
If I'm offended, I know they ain't fucking offended.
All right, like, I'm
gonna play devil's advocate for a minute, bro.
In the yard, bro, because
you got this new medication. I'm playing devil's advocate because you got this new medication out there on the market. You need to sell billions of dollars of this medication,
and you're gonna look at the devil's target. Advocate.
Yes.
So that means somebody is all the way God body.
Yeah.
Play this position.
I'm gonna give you the devil side of it is that you got this $1 billion medicine out here that's expected to sell $1 billion. Now you know the hypertension and I don't know which is worse, the cops or hypertension. We get killed more by hypertension than diabetes. It's just a fact out there.
Yeah.
Especially black men.
Who are they gonna target for this $1 billion medicine they need to sell? Of course, they're going to market to us. Yeah. If it's something that only that the majority of Hispanics have, they're going to target that audience. So, as devil's advocate, they are just trying to make their money. This is why, and actually we just answered the question. This is why these commercials have became stereotypical, because they're looking for a target audience. We're not going to sell a billion these high blood pressure pills to
depression medication.
White people that don't eat salt.
It's a middle-aged white woman
with
the ambiance in the background.
Do you ever see anybody that look like me, you, or you on a depression commercial?
And who has the most to be depressed about?
It's sure laying down.
One, two, three.
Well, it's sure waking up in the middle of the night.
That ties back to us not believing in mental health anyway. So they know that's a bad target.
No.
It's a lot of middle-aged white women in those commercials.
That's the only reason they come with that bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, because we believe in it. Up on it.
But now we just starting to hear the verbal. Man,
they target every time you see a depression commercial, it's some overweight white woman that can't find love.
Yep, a middle-aged.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So as devil's advocate, I'm gonna tell you, they targeting these people on purpose because they need to sell $5 billion in this medication in the next year.
Or it's the middle-aged.
They're not gonna do it by hitting. They're not gonna do it by a wide audience.
Or it's the middle-aged.
They're gonna do it by targeting.
The middle-aged, slightly balding male.
Right.
In those depression.
Oh no, that's the Nugenics. But
yeah.
It's always somebody on the golf course in Nugenics.
Yeah, Eugenics.
You know what I'm saying? What is up with that?
Yep.
Because
the one shit that Shannon Sharpie on.
They targeting people, and then they always have a black man, a black athlete promoting this shit. Like, hey, I'm Shannon Sharpe. I'm Frank Thomas.
I'm still pumped up.
Here you go, little golfing white man. Take this medicine.
Okay. Get this song out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Pussy loves it. I got a question on this one. I recently seen why, to this very day, are they still using celebrities and popular figures to promote the vaccine for COVID-19?
Oh, yeah.
And the flu shot. And the flu shot.
I am just the devil tonight.
COVID-19?
Okay, call me 88 the devil.
I just seen John Legend,
yes.
Oprah, and
I'm gonna tell
LL Cool J.
Oprah might be the devil.
Travis Kelsey, Gronkowski.
Yes, he was there too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And why y'all showing fried Uncle Oprah? Yeah. Why y'all showing? My boy Travis Kelsey.
Listen, Harpo wouldn't have beat her if she had that vaccine.
He had to play. You went to fucking Super Bowl. Whatever.
Call me 88 the devil tonight. I'm going to tell you, devil's advocate, why they got celebrities doing this. Because we are in a society where nobody believes in anything but reality TV, celebrities, and all of that. So you put all these celebrities on there like, take the shot. It's good for you. Yeah. What you think all these people gonna run out there and do?
And don't nobody hardly believe the government no more, which they shouldn't, and they know this. So they need some, like, you know what I'm saying? They get the highest profile celebs now. Before, they wouldn't even get that high profile.
No.
Now they get the highest marketing profile. Yeah, now they get the highest profile. Listen. Celebrities, you know what I'm saying?
Gronk can get a whole bunch of little...
Gronk got, like, four different styles.
But I'm saying, as far as shots, he can get a whole bunch of white athletes is trying to make it big to go get their shots. Oprah can get all the middle-aged women that won't get out the house to go get their shots. They've been ordering shit on that.
To get people to go buy oxtails.
Steve Harvey and things like that. They got
I don't know what Steve Harvey can get you to do.
Y'all go down and get them shots.
No.
Steve Harvey is not going to get me to get no shot. I might subscribe to anybody, but Steve Harvey, I'll be like, survey says, nope.
Hell, you? Steve Harvey going to make you be like, oh, okay.
Yeah. If I was susceptible to that type of stuff, I would, like, D.L. Hughley, I could get my shot. Because at least the man makes sense on radio. Steve Harvey has never made sense to me.
Yeah. No, when D.L. said he was...
Steve Harvey has never made sense
to me. And I'm not saying this in wake of Cat Williams.
Ever since the Apollo,
he has never... I went to school with his daughter.
Ever since the Apollo, nigga.
He has never made sense
to me. And folks out there, if y'all don't know what I'm talking about, y'all Google YouTube.
I was the one person to say, how did he get on King's
Apollo performance by Steve Harvey.
I'm so glad you said this.
I was back then. Like, how did he get up?
What did you think about his daughters?
Man,
I had to ask
this question. She's free. TDH. And his daughters was TDH because of him. And then you want to come out and make a book, How to Think Like a Man. You should have told your daughters that before they became TDH.
Man, look, man.
If they don't like, they hate him.
Man.
They hate him.
No, hold on. Now, how your daughter going to go over there with Diddy and them? Now, I'm not. I ain't gonna say much about it. But y'all know what's going on with that man, right? So she was with that man, and then broke up with him and got with his son. And you don't think they both just had
him? About high school.
This all started back in the 6th, 7th grade when Sacred. Oh, I ain't gonna put the name of school out there. In middle school.
Put it out here. And they don't know
in middle school. Look, this all started in the 6th grade. They was TDH before they knew they was TDH. They didn't even know it yet. But your father has forced this on you. Your father made you become TDH because of the shit he was out there doing.
And his and her mom.
Right. But
that's another story. A lot of folks, I ain't going to say too much about that. But folks who don't know about her.
If I'm not mistaken, look up Lovey and W.
And I ain't talking about Lori Harvey. Not his first wife. The second one. Take a look at her. Look at who she was with before. Look at how Steve met her. Look at the people who went to jail who was fucking with her.
Celebrity kids get a
hard time. Lori Harvey is only fucking popular because of the name attached. She has not brought one product out.
That wouldn't have been a popular name to me because Lori Harvey sounded like somebody I went to school with too.
And fucked her all and fucked her brains out too.
Now, you know, he taking her the Kardashian route. You know what I'm saying?
No. They're a whole different motherfucking ballgame.
That's the Black Dashian route.
No,
because they mama pimped them out too.
Well, how long is it going to be before Steve Harvey becomes
Stephen? Hold on, real quick. We're not going to do that. Because.
Yeah.
Shit goes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're not going to sit on that. As a matter of fact,
that Kardashian curse is real.
A matter of fact, Khloe, I'm mad that I didn't give you
come your back first to Cleveland, baby. Khloe. Come back to Cleveland. Tristan,
Khloe,
love
you. I'm mad I didn't give you your first baby.
You know Tristan love you. He still love you.
Cause I kicked it with Tristan,
and you still down with my nigga. So come on back to Cleveland. I kicked
it with Tristan's first baby mom, and look, I was.
We want to see you at the 9.
I was took you over him.
The 9 Metropolitan. You know what I'm saying? That's where you was at a lot, kicking it.
I was taking you over her any day.
Yeah, I saw you in there, but I ain't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? I respect you. You know what I'm saying? But
for some reason, I knew you was in there.
Come on back to Cleveland.
I get a little nastier when the chick has a little bit of insecurity situation, and Khloe was that one. She had the ugly duckling little filly.
She had the chip on her shoulder. Yeah. I like that, though. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's why she showed up. She busted out. Let him know, like, hey.
Point being.
I like Courtney because she was a good mother.
I wanted to hit Courtney just because of the motherhood she was on. She was
Out of all of them, yeah.
Okay, but anyway, moving forward.
Well, the better brother.
I just wanted to get what we was about to go into.
Shout out to them. The curse is real, and I ain't fucking with it. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to all of y'all.
Yes, I said it. I'm
respect
sorry.
To the Kardashians. To the Jenners
and all y'all. She was a better mother than Bruce.
Know what I'm saying?
Could you hear that? I'll say it one more time. She was not a better mother than Bruce.
Oh, damn.
Well, yeah, well, I said it.
Well, no. You had to say it. OJ said that. OJ said that. Shout out to my nigga Orithio. Orithio Jones. Shout out OJ.
OJ.
You see my boy yet? Yeah. I'm seeing what I'm saying. Yeah, I'll make me sick.
I'm just giving a shout out to a good mother when I see one.
No, man.
Shout out to all of y'all, man. No, peace and love to y'all. We don't want no smoke. Shout out to all the Kazarians out there.
It's not every day that you see your mama on a Wheaties box.
The country, the place they come from. Shout out to y'all. We respect.
It is respect, but I got respect because the man. The dude was on a Wheaties box and became the best mother in America at the same time.
I ain't about to fucking deal with this shit, man.
Leave my Kardashian queen of the come up. Hey, Jay-Z
pull
said
up
that.
To my bumper, baby.
Jay-Z said that shit.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
But anyway, my Kardashian you can pull that off. Queen of the come up.
But anyway.
The whole thing is, yes, they are targeted people.
Mama, she just want her kids to be successful. She grew her kids to be successful. Good for her. Mama Kardashian. Okay. Thanks for Mama Kardashian.
The whole thing was they targeted people
with
celebrities.
You just want to be successful. I'm
telling you why they targeted people with celebrities. Because who else do people listen to now?
Celebrities.
Nobody listens to anything but celebrities.
People know not to listen to celebrities.
I mean, back then, my
that.
Public service announcements used to come from G.I. Joe and Inspector Gadget.
Man.
Now, right. Remember PBS. That? Remember, hey, no, Heat Man used to have one at the end of every show, too.
Yep.
He had real live jewels he dropped.
Man. Yep.
G.I. Joe had jewels.
Yep.
Silverhawks had jewels.
Yeah. It was called a PSA. Nobody even know what that means now.
PBS and Schoolhouse Rock taught you how to vote.
Yeah,
on the cartoon.
And bills.
Showed you the whole process of a bill. Showed you the whole process of voting. Did a whole thing on the importance of your vote. And
that three is the magic number.
You know what I'm saying?
Before
any politician told me that shit. I learned that shit on the cartoon.
Yep.
These cartoons don't educate kids no more.
Yep.
I watched the episode of Heat Man Bullshit Tonight like about 4 or 5 years, right before my stepfather died. We was watching the episode about how...
Oh, your stepfather passed?
Yeah, well, I mean, now that we technically married. Yeah, he passed like about a year or so. That'd be one of the things, though. She have a hard time couple of holidays because he was always around.
Yeah.
And I had came and saw. I got a lot of pictures with him on my phone. We heard that. No. My stepfather is my father. My father-in-law. He passed.
And folks that you used to just seeing around, like you've been seeing your whole life on holidays, right?
Yeah,
it's different. It hit different, like you know.
Well, I know it hit hard because he was always around, and we was watching the episode of Heat Man, and they was talking about family at the end of Heat Man. And man, I couldn't believe it. How you should accept your step parents and stuff. Because Tita was talking about how she was adopted.
Oh yeah, right.
And I'm
man,
like for 85, this is pretty deep. So I made the kids watch the end of the episode. Like, yeah, look at this. But I say that to say, you know, we got our information with stuff like that, not influencers.
Right.
You know, it was like real live messages. You know, you never cross on green, cross in between, all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, Popeye told me how to cross the street. But
real shit, man.
I knew not because of Inspector Gadget. I knew not to throw a damn hot pan,
like you said,
in the water.
Like you said the last time we was at the Big Wing. Y'all act like you been hanging around with Wimpy.
Yeah,
man. Yeah. Y'all been hanging with Wimpy and shit all week, nigga.
Like I said,
Remember you said something about that? Yeah. You was hanging with Wimpy.
It's like, look, man.
But it was real stuff.
That's a real joke.
Like, and even though we was lying.
You work with Whippy, yeah. Motherfucker.
Hey, look. But
yeah.
But that day,
gladly pay you Tuesday. He worked with Wimpy right next on his station. He gladly pay you Tuesday for a beer today.
Right, yeah.
He works with me.
Yeah.
Nigga, don't even tell me what my wife doing, nigga.
And his wife is Pluto.
Right.
Did I say that? I did. Yeah, fuck it. I'm all out here.
What? Okay. Anyway.
But that's not the point.
Why that's important is because.
Tell him why.
That's not the point. The point is that we are following celebrities now blindly. No, we're not following celebrities. Our kids. Our kids are following celebrities blindly.
Adults too, though.
Yes, adults. That's why Oprah is on there, because she got every middle-aged woman going to take a shot.
Man, look, y'all chicks.
Fried.
Y'all got
all the reality Oprah. Chicks.
Y'all need better heroes, man. Y'all gotta look, man. Look. It's for dudes. Oprah. Look. We had a lot of checking to do for ourselves, and I'm proud to say that the demographic of the young black men that are out here nowadays are pretty productive. Okay, all right, you can find you a good dude. All right, you know what I'm saying?
A decent one.
Yeah, you can find you a decent dude. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You can get on the
game plan with a dude, and y'all can figure out something if you really want to do something. You know what I'm saying?
But these chicks are so geared.
Y'all role models that y'all got now. And like I said, like, you know, we had to find better role models too. I said, we had to, you know what I'm saying? Like, we had to, you know what I'm saying? And trust me, y'all made us do it. And that's why we can say this shit, because y'all put us on the burner for like 10, 15 years.
You know what I'm saying? You don't,
like, y'all gonna do this, nigga.
We don't need heroes. Heroes is mythology. We need somebody
because I got something to say.
I want to speak for the brothers out there just to say that, okay. A lot of us have got rid of our stinking thinking and, you know what I'm saying, and got to more productive things. So, could y'all please get the Pookie and Ray Ray out your vocabulary, man? The nigga, if you're still running to that nigga, there's something wrong with you. Because every time I hear this story, I look at y'all and I say, baby girl, who have y'all been, who y'all been fucking with all these years?
Dealing with this.
I
can go face the quarter.
But.
Because what he just said.
We don't need. I'm not a hero to my kids. I'm just a man that loved his kids. That's all I am. I'm no more, no less. Heroes say that for mythology. You know, you need Percy Jackson and the Olympians, then you're looking for a hero. When you need somebody to make your lunch, take you to school, and make sure you got some clothes on your back, you need a father.
Yeah.
Not Percy Jackson.
Hey, look. Real quick. It's funny he said that. Because one of my kids, called me a superhero. And the reason they did that was because when we were on the way to school, before I had a vehicle, I'm trying to, you know, move fast enough to catch a certain bus.
Yeah.
To link up the time to get my kid to preschool.
Right.
My kid would see me. I'm like, oh, he ain't keeping up. I will put him on my neck, which I have issues with medically. And we'll be gone.
And we're going down to the bus.
My son called me. My son called me a superhero. Not just a hero. A super one.
And it'd be things like that they remember.
My dad put me on his neck.
That's why, you know,
he was gone.
And dudes out there who got the problems with your baby moms and everything, look, keep on doing things like that. If you was doing them, keep on doing them. If you haven't been doing them, start doing them. Because that's what they going to remember.
My son didn't see. I had tears coming down my eyes because of the pain of having them on my neck for as long as I had them.
The tears came after he called him a superhero.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's respectable to be man. In your neighborhood, to your mama, to your kids, it is respectable to be that black Superman. Let me tell you that.
That's real shit.
I don't want my kids to regard me but as a hero, but if they see me as that, then, you know.
And there's certain folks out here.
Can't even see.
Certain things
tears
you do,
come down my eyes.
Certain things you could do, you get that stamp on you. And you know, you don't revere in it, but you just accept it. And you know what I'm saying? You keep living up to it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, as in this case, in this particular song, which is a classic, my man's message is, my mother don't have no superheroes, but I do all this stuff to save her. So in reality, I am her black Superman. She's not that she called him black Superman. He just, he the one that lay down on the railroad tracks.
I'm the real black Superman.
Yeah, right.
And real quick, for those individuals out here that struggle with your parent, kind of have to get dealt with like you're dealing with one of your children.
Mm-hmm.
Still be respectful of who you're dealing with.
It's a tough dynamic. You got to be careful.
But just like you deal with your kids, if you got parents that you have to deal with like that, you have to go ahead and keep it all the way real with self on them. Straight up and down. That's what it comes down to. Because you have individuals out here in life who are constantly all the way cool, all the way fucking comfortable with being selfish and stingy and spoiled. They've been like that before they had you. Well, I'm talking about when they come to your parents. They were like that when they had you. How do you handle that? You just peep out exactly what's going on with them. And you only address the shit that makes you comfortable.
Nah, that's not how it works.
Yes, it is.
Oh, you talking about for you, shout out to parent.
Oh, no, not the parent.
Oh, yeah.
How you address the parent that's struggling with that second childhood mentality.
Oh, yeah. No.
That makes sense?
No, and that second childhood mentality, like, hey, man, like, you know, you gotta, if you see your other...
Turn it down a little bit.
If you see your counterpart going through this, it's a process that you gotta go through with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, and when you say the second childhood syndrome, this is like, literally, like when you hear the you know, like a kid turn 11 and you hear the mama say, "Oh, it's my turn. It's my time now. It's time for me to do my thing now. Y'all ain't little no more."
Oh,
know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Vice versa with the
if
male.
If you don't understand foundational traumas, you will miss the ball on this one all the way. It starts with parents.
Or the man who, you know what I'm saying? Well, yo, with your shorty got out on me, blah, blah, blah. Yo, I'm going to do what I want to do now.
This was,
you know what I'm saying?
Because
that ain't got shit to do with the kid. You know what I'm saying?
Genius with this one here.
You know what this is, right?
Yeah, this shit. That good shit, boy. Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a process, folks.
That's a real disease, second childhood.
Yeah.
Second childhood. Just like white privilege is a real disease, second childhood is real.
Second childhood is. Yeah. And one thing I've been noticing. Well, remember I asked this question? Would you... rather accept the dark truth or a bright lie?
Oh, that's actually a tough one. Because once again, I'm playing the devil tonight, y'all.
Most folks accept the bright lie.
Yeah, with a bright lie.
That's what I'm saying, I'm devil's advocate. To only accept
so that's
that.
A tough one. To me, I would accept the dark truth.
And then fight
my way to the light. But as devil's advocate, I see why you want to accept the bright lie. And for all of the people that's out there, you know, doing the Bible study and Sunday school and everything, ignorance is bliss. It says it.
Because the dark truth sometimes is real dark, but it's true
so
though.
Dark.
But it's ignorance the truth is bliss because if you
hand,
don't know, you still like happy.
See how close my hand is to my face? You can't even see the truth.
And once you done got blinded by the bright illusion so long, you get, like, you don't even want to see that dark truth.
It only take one time to see a bright shining light and fall in love with it.
And you fall in love with that light so much to where, like, what's on the other side of that, you can't even believe that shit's even fathomable.
There was a wise man by the name of Jack Nicholson that once said, you can't handle the truth.
And a lot of folks can't, man.
And they move.
Yeah. Wise man by the name of Jack Nicholson. You can't handle the truth. And as messed up as that situation was in that movie, he was right about what they couldn't handle.
They couldn't handle
what the truth was.
You know,
he made people expendable.
I heard William Cooper say a long time ago in his Behold the Pale Horse joint that the government operatives that he was in touch with told him that these things that he was exposed at the time, we're holding them back because if we were to release half of the truth to the public, the nation would be in tyranny. People would lose their minds.
Chaos.
People would not be able to believe is really happening.
Yep. So, Shout out to my man Kurt, because we know the shadows that he walked through.
Yeah.
In chaos too.
Kurt.
Shout out to Kurt.
We call him the funky shadows around here, boy.
Because my man has been overtaken by aliens. Which I don't doubt. But hey, that's your life.
That's your life.
So far, I'm still good. But, yes.
But yes, indeed. We didn't have no clear cut, concise topic we were going for on this one. That's why it's called Real Live Talk.
Yeah, late night, early morning, we just plugged in on y'all ass.
We just going at it, taking advantage of the moment. One thing I have learned, regardless of how folks feel about it, is taking advantage of the moment. We're not promised tomorrow.
But only a fool won't plan for it. That's what my aunt used to always say. She always used to say that. We ain't promised tomorrow, but only a fool don't plan for it.
Exactly. So, it feels good to have like-minded energy. Speaking of something, everybody ill. Cleveland's all. Has his all. 88 the Great has his plate.
Yep.
Lifetime Handles has his handles.
Ooh, hard to wait.
The thing about that is, there's some very strong other individuals that have their shit too. And why this important to this whole episode right here?
Talk to.
Let alone the whole platform. Is because this platform is a we thing, not a me thing. I'm going to talk about some shit that's uncomfortable. We're going to get into some shit. We're going to talk about some people that y'all put on the pedestal.
Yeah.
We're going to. Like me and Brendan right now. He feels LeBron is a GOAT. I feel LeBron is a choke.
Hey, these are things we disagree about every day.
I just went sports on them.
You know what I'm saying?
On the relationship side, one of our brothers has been married.
I've been engaged twice. Ain't never been married. Been married.
Me and my brother right here, my dark skinned twin.
Can't make it to the IHOP.
We both have been engaged twice.
Can't make it to the IHOP.
I've been down the IHOP. I've been back with
you,
because I
watched
my
wedding
tape in reverse. So
right there. My man, he's been, you know, 88 Great, 88 Keys, he's been married. Me and Cleveland's own Sean Capone, hey, we've been engaged twice.
Right.
I got on my hands and fucking knees the one who's undeserving.
I told you, that's why I can't let R. Kelly out my playlist. I proposed marriage to that song. Marry me.
I was right there on my knee with the
Marry me.
Y'all even see him right now. Y'all even see him.
Yo, he was see, bro.
That talk to factory. I can't never let that talk to factory go for
And we all, at least right here, this conglomerate right here, your foundational traumas set the tone for how you maneuver and operate out here in the world. Sometimes we don't recognize what our foundational traumas are until we actually have moments like this, episodes like this. So I'm gonna go ahead, you know, and sign off on the good note, because I hope y'all have absorbed and took in the real life jewels that have been displayed. Yeah, it has not been in the idealistic, calculated way that y'all are used to people putting out content and creating. You know, no. We don't do the robotic shit here. We don't do that shit here. We keep it all the way real life with self, reality, the people, and life. And all of us have our own reality when it comes to self and the people and life. That's what makes this motherfucker be a team. Yeah.
That's right.
So, I'm Live Ty Handles. Ty Live Handles.
The Live is your, and the Cleveland Old Shock Paul is well known.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm on the music, y'all. But 88.
Yeah.
88 on the track, y'all.
Yeah.
I got deep in the thought on that one.
Well, yeah, shout out to all you all for tuning in, tapping in.
Now, you get some jewels on that for 88.
I'm going to send this link to many people and spread it around the world. All I ask is you do the same thing. I don't care who's in your contacts. I don't care about none of that shit. Share with the world unapologetically. Simple and plain.
Whatever you do, do your thing.
Oh, yeah.
Around the world, y'all.
Y'all be well. Be careful. Be sucker free if you know how to be. Keep your head up like your nose is bleeding.
Watch for the hook.
Watch for the hook. Bob and weave out here for real. All right, man. Live out. Live out, y'all.